clouds and sun, not as hot. A shower or thunderstorm possible, high 85. Saturday, partly sunny and seasonably warm, high 85. AccuWeather when you want it, on air and online at WQKOK.com. I'm meteorologist Dave Bowers.
For more on these and other stories, stay tuned to WQKOK and go to WQKOK.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio on the road today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And as always, our hotline is powered by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. We've taken the show on the road today to Medlar Field, Lombardo Park, as the New York Penn League season got underway last night in Williamsport with the Cutters winning 6-2. And tonight, State College in beautiful Medlar Field, Lombardo Park, plays its home opener against the Williamsport Cross Cutters this evening. All 7 years I've been the play-by-play voice of the State College Spikes, the last five with Joe Putnam. And Joe has worked in various capacities in minor league baseball, including with the Auburn Doubledays along the line, also in the New York Penn League. And we bring in Joe now. And Joe, let's talk about the ballpark experience. You try to improve it every year. What about some things this time through that we should be looking for?
Absolutely. All around the ballpark, a totally revamped, rebranded ballpark menu, from the new frozen rope area out in left field to the various stands, the Frank stand, dogs with the works on the third base side of the field, the Flashpoint Grill behind home plate, two locations there. You've also got Sweet serving various ballpark dessert delicacies on the first base side. And, of course, you have the Good Hops Burgertopia area in right field, gourmet burgers. We've got Pittsburgher, a Philly burger, four different delicious varieties of gourmet hamburgers served on a pretzel bun for fans to enjoy here at the ballpark. And still some of the classic staples as well. They'll be available at the Flashpoint Grill. But anywhere you go here in the ballpark, you're going to find something that's going to have your mouth watering.
You actually began your minor league broadcasting career in Auburn, New York, up in the Finger Lakes area. And Auburn has been a staple of the New York Penn League going back to 1939, a deep, deep association, because so many teams were from that area. There were teams at one point in Elmira, Olean, Geneva had a team for many years, Auburn, obviously, and Auburn still does. Give us an idea of the challenges that you faced in Auburn and compared to some of the challenges you face here with this type of operation.
Well, really, it's a matter of scale. In Auburn, it's much smaller. That's just the way it is. Falcon Park up there in Auburn only seats 2,800 as opposed to the over 5,500 here at Medlar Field at Lombardo Park. And also just the whole organization, not so large. So you run into the same problems that a small business might run into. Supplies tend to run low. You can't necessarily get all the things that you want, but you connect with people, and certainly that's the case here in State College as well. And with State College, we're in a very growing market, Central Pennsylvania, and so with 5,000 people in the seats every night, it's a matter of sort of catering to a more general taste here in the area, but one that we hope will also at the same time sort of give fans, each individual fan, something that they are very much looking forward to here at the ballpark.
Give us an idea what it takes for you to make that transition from draft day to this particular day when you're trying to get, because part of what you have to do is put together all the media information. How do you pull it together, and what's the challenge of that?
It is a challenge. Certainly, we did not know who was going to be on this team last week, really. We had an inkling, but we didn't officially know until Wednesday of last week who was going to be in town for the minicamp. And, of course, as players sign from the draft, they're added from there on. As far as the draft goes, I'm very thankful. We've had cooperation from sports information directors for players drafted out of college, and they've been more than helpful. They've been glad to send along, you know, sort of photos, any biographical information that might be of interest to everybody around here as well. So I've got to thank them for that, and there's really too many to name over the years. But it's certainly a challenge to sort of try to figure out the life stories of 50 guys at draft time, and not all of them are actually going to come here, and you might have another 25 more that you've got to study, and so that I'm better able to give that information out to everybody that needs it here at the ballpark.
Three more being added today, which means, again, you have to be on your horse to take care of something like that, because at this level, there is a transition and a transaction almost every week.
Absolutely, especially in these first 2 weeks of the season as more guys sign out of the draft. And you're right, Steve, we have three of them coming. They have joined the team last night, or actually joined the team today. They were here in State College last night while the team was in Williamsport. But DJ Krumlick out of UC Irvine, Chris Diaz out of NC State, and Adrian Sampson, a JUCO draftee out of Washington. All three of them have come on board, and we're just waiting for the go-ahead to put them on the official roster. But they are here, and we will be introducing them with the rest of the team tonight. And like I said, you know, I got to hand it to the SIDs for those respective schools who've helped me out.
One of the things that they have done here is they put the names of the players in the back of the jersey, which is something that you rarely see in minor league baseball. But they thought it was an outreach to the fans. But that also means somebody has to do that. Who does that, and how much time does that take?
Oh, my goodness. That would be Dan Petrozzolo. He is our director of ballpark operations. And I'll tell you what, he was run ragged last week going back and forth between the tailor and the ballpark just to get all of the names stitched on in time for this opening day. But he does a tremendous job, especially with the quick turnaround in transactions that we have in the New York Penn League. He does a great job and in getting those names on the backs of the jerseys, and it's at home and on the road. And not a whole lot of teams do that on the road. We do. And so I think it's really helpful for the fans, and it certainly gives that great added touch. And I've got to hand it all to Dan Petrozzolo for accomplishing that.
There's also a difference. We talked about markets before where you worked in Auburn. And, of course, you and I have been to every park in the New York Penn League. The only one I haven't been to is Bruno Stadium of Tri-City. It's the only one I haven't been to. But because Penn State University is here, and when football season rolls around, the passion to win is here. And when wrestling, basketball season rolls around, the passion to win is here. Jason Dombach has openly stated that, look, they'd like to see the team win some games this year. Give us an idea of the difference in markets. Is it the same feeling in a place like Auburn as opposed to here because of the university, as opposed to a place where that is the show in town?
I don't think so. You know, it all depends really on the philosophy of the organization. You and I both saw when Dennis Holmberg was the manager in Auburn, and he was a guy, he was one of those managers, he wanted to win.
Hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency, and now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable, and we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you up front for up to 75% of your project cost, and with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
This is Gary Dreese.
And Jay Little.
At Front Street Motors at the Susquehanna Valley Mall.
Yeah, Gary, we're here at the mall for the mega sale, competing with two other dealerships, and we're marking prices down.
And Jay, what's going on with the shopping spree?
Gary, we're giving $500 to anyone who purchases a vehicle from Front Street Motors here at our sale.
And Jay, for this shopping spree, there's no secret charge that we're putting behind closed doors on these vehicles.
So how do we do it, Gary?
Jay, do what we do. We take this off our profits. You know, there's a lot of great dealerships out there selling cars in our area. We just want to sell more cars.
And that's what we're going to do, Gary. We're here for 3 days, and we're going to sell a lot of cars.
That's right, Jay. We're here Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Roadshow Part 2, Susquehanna Valley Mall at the JCPenney's parking lot. Don't miss out.
It's a feeling you get when everything's just right.
Everyone loves a road trip, especially with zero-calorie Pepsi Max and the bold, awesome crunch of Doritos. And this summer, your road trips are about to get even better because Pepsi Max and Doritos are rocking your summer with free music. Just buy both Pepsi Max and Doritos, and you'll score a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So take your free tunes and make your summer road trips rock. Don't wait. Let Pepsi Max and Doritos rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program runs May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRocksNow.com.
The Home Depot now has 15% off select special order doors and windows from top brands like Masonite, Feather River, and Geldwin. That'll add more than a little curb appeal to any home, but not a lot to a budget. We're opening the doors and windows to an upgrade thanks to 15% off select special order doors and windows. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
News Radio 1070 WKOK offers you more ways to stay informed with the news of the day. Follow News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter. Just visit WKOK.com and click on the Twitter link or go to your Twitter account and search WKOK 1070. Don't forget to check your Twitter settings and have all the WKOK tweets sent right to your mobile phone via text message. It's instant access to news, weather, sports, and business info. Just another way to keep you informed with News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Miller Field, Lebrado Park. It is the opening week of the New York Penn League season for both State College and Williamsport. They go head-to-head tonight here in the second game of the season. Last night, Williamsport won it at historic Bowman Field 6-2. And we continue on with Joe Putnam, part of the broadcast team for State College. And Joe, what we've seen so far this year is that the new draft rules that Major League Baseball put in have made a big difference. And when you look at the draft rules, more players are signing earlier, and the fact is the top picks only have until July 13th at the All-Star break to sign, as opposed to August 15th, where basically they'd hold out the entire summer to the very end. Do you think we'll see maybe the best, maybe the highest quality of play we've seen in the New York Penn League since State College joined?
Or what we have seen?
No question, no question, because the draft deadline has moved up now to mid-July. Now we're going to see guys sooner, and there's also a much greater chance that those top-of-the-line players, those first-round, those supplemental first-round draft picks will make their way to State College or to Tri-City or to Auburn or to Williamsport much earlier than they would have before. And so it's really a treat for the fans, even if guys, you know, obviously demonstrate their abilities and move on very quickly after they start a stint here in the New York Penn League. It's still a treat for fans to be able to see them as they make their journey up to the major leagues, and hopefully we'll be able to see that later on this year. We've already seen Barrett Barnes, the supplemental first-round draft pick, is here, and I'm thinking that he will be here for the majority of the season.
Fans have seen over time where Major League teams get into a bidding war on a player from outside the United States. Daisuke Matsuzaka, the Red Sox won that one. Yu Darvish, the Rangers won that.
Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Now, here's what is pathetic about this. If you beat the Minnesota Vikings and defeat Brett Favre, you go to the Super Bowl. Do you really need a bounty program as incentive? That's the part I find pathetic in all this. You ought to be suspended for a whole year just for thinking that way.
Be part of the Steve Jones Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you have children in your car, you must have a safety seat for each one of them. I'm State Senator Ray Musto with the Pennsylvania Moment. In Pennsylvania, you're required by law to place children under 8 years of age in a special car seat. Get all of your children in the habit of buckling up. It'll give you peace of mind, and it will save their lives. I'm State Senator Ray Musto with the Pennsylvania Moment.
there. For Luis Heredia, yes, he is 17 years old, but there aren't many 17-year-olds out there who are 6'6" and 237 pounds already. And so I think fans are really, I know there's a lot of Pirate fans that are looking for big things out of Heredia down the line. And really, for fans, this is a chance to see him now, to see him, you know, you can always say, I remember him when. There's 14 guys already that are on the wall here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park that fans have been able to say, you know what, I remember when he played in State College. And I think that's the case for Luis Heredia. And he is just 17 years old. He is in his first year of professional baseball in America, but it'll be very fun to see a guy with that much upside here on the field at Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
Williamsport in the opening four games of the season. Last night was game one. Game two tonight, which is the Spice home opener. What has it been like for this particular club to have a rival like that back and forth and the relationship between the two organizations?
Oh, it's very nice. And our relationship, Gabe Sinacropi up in Williamsport and Doug Estes and Paul Veldt and everybody up there, we have a very good relationship with them. It's a lot of fun to get that rivalry on the field, that Sawbuck series. And it's nice for us travel-wise. We don't have to go too far away to face a rival team. And so, I think fans really also get a treat because it's the Pirates and the Phillies, the classic Pennsylvania rivalry. They aren't able to see it anymore on a major league level on a consistent basis, but here in the New York Penn League, you got the future Phils, you got the future Pirates. There's fans on either side of the line, and fans from both teams make the trip down here to State College, up to Williamsport. And so really it's just nice to have sort of, it's almost a familiar atmosphere. Obviously there's a tiny bit of contentiousness just because you're rooting for one team or the other. But at the end of the day, everybody's a fan and everybody loves their spikes or their crosscutters.
What has this day been like for you to this point? And then after you're done with us, what will the rest of the day be like?
Well, it's all about preparation, getting things ready for the thousands of fans that...
Here at Garvey's Floor Gallery, I have some amazing deals for you. I've been negotiating with the mills to bring you the lowest price the industry has to offer on all types of floor covering. For a limited time only, we are offering 3 rooms of carpet installed for $599. That's 3 rooms of our good quality carpet up to 360 square feet installed with cushion for just $599. Truckloads of new Stainmaster carpet are arriving daily. At my exclusive Stainmaster flooring centers, we can get 3 rooms of Stainmaster carpet up to 360 square feet installed for just $999. Stainmaster carpet stays 30% cleaner and lasts 50% longer than any other brand. Garvey's even has more great deals in stock, ready to go. Outdoor carpet for your porch or patio, 50% off. Laminate floors, ceramic tile, starting at 79 cents a square foot. Visit any of my 3 stores, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Lewisburg. Garvey's carpet, the more you shop us, the better we look.
If a bone or joint problem is keeping you down, then it's time to get up with the Sun. The Sun Orthopedic Group, that is. Our team of specialists can help ease your pain and get you up and moving again. So come on, get going. Get up with the Sun. Call Sun Orthopedic at 800-598-5096 or visit sunortho.com.
Hi, this is Art Bone of Bone Agency. Bingo players, listen to this special invitation for bingo to be held on Tuesday, July 3rd at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Play 20 games for $20, 9 games per card, all cash prizes. Bingo players on Tuesday are invited to the fireworks on Wednesday. Call 743-1714 or email office at svccgolf.com to register. Play bingo and see the fireworks. Hope to see you there at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club.
We continue now with Spikes broadcaster Joe Putnam. I talked to him a little bit earlier.
It's just getting things ready, getting the broadcast booth ready, the press box ready. We're going to have
when
a lot.
Did you get here?
I got here at 8 a.m. this morning, and likely I'll be here until after the game, getting.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? Walking is an easy way to start. For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you can gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself. Start walking with your family. Start walking with your friends. Start walking in your community. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit heart.org/start.
Welcome back, Medler Field, Lebrado Park. We thank Joe Putnam, the Spikes broadcaster, for being with us. In the next half hour, we're going to talk with Chuck Greenberg. Chuck, at one point, was the managing general partner of the Texas Rangers. He has owned the State College Spikes franchise from day one. The groundbreaking was here 7 years ago, last month. 7 years ago last month, they had the groundbreaking for this park, and he was here that day. And he has owned them from day one. He's also owned the Altoona Curve. He's also owned the Myrtle Beach, the Texas Rangers. And yes, he attorney that allowed Mario Lemieux to buy Pittsburgh Penguin, and he allowed him to go out. Now changed. That relation has changed since, so he's not involved in the operations of the Rangers, but he was for a period of time. And Jason Dombach has been in minor league baseball for many years, first of all with the Altoona Curve, and now as the general manager of the State College Spikes. And they'll give you a perspective from an ownership point of view about what it means to own one of those 160 minor league baseball teams. And Jason will give us the perspective on what it's like to run one of the 160 minor league baseball teams. This is a for-profit business. This is not just, hey, let's just develop players. The people that own these teams and run these teams are doing so as 160 businesses across the country. And that's what they want to do, is to make the ballpark experience great and to make it fun for everyone, because they need people through the turnstiles into the park to make their business profitable. Chuck Greenberg made his investment in this franchise a long time ago. He's been thrilled with it. And also Jason Dombach has been there on a daily basis, helping out all the time as both a broadcaster in Altoona and now as the general manager here with the State College Spikes. So that's what we have coming up in the next half hour. Chuck Greenberg followed by Jason Dombach. And we'll give you both the ownership side and the management side of minor league baseball. It's Pirates and Phillies, New York Penn League style, tonight here at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. The Williamsport Cross Cutters, the Phillies affiliate, against the State College Spikes, the Pirates affiliate. Mark Lawrence in the news next on WKOK.
Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Sunbury Motor Studio on the road today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And as always, our phone line at 1-800-795-9565 is sponsored by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. And we're here at the ballpark, Medler Field, Lebrado Park, future Phillies against the future Pirates tonight as the New York Penn League season is underway. Joined now by the managing partner of the State College Spikes, Chuck Greenberg, and 7 years. And I remember, actually, we'll go back, go back 7 years. This is the seventh season, but 7 years ago, they're turning over dirt, and he looks at me and says, "You want to broadcast the games?" And well, for me, it's worked out. You still get the shakes, but but it's great to be back up here again.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Steve. And it was 7 years ago last month, and the time's flown, and we've had such a great experience since the ballpark opened with the Spikes and with Penn State baseball, and being a part of the community here, it's been great.
In fact, you've been a part of Penn State baseball. Jack played here, and it was
collegiate program.
Oh, absolutely. He thoroughly enjoyed it and looks back very fondly on the whole experience here, and we do as a family. And it's
as a business, what makes minor league baseball attractive to you?
Well, what it stands for. You know, it's fun, affordable family entertainment. It's wholesome. There's something there for everybody. And, you know, it's a great combination of a fun, affordable night out with a lot of ancillary activities. To go on to do something special. You know, we had 9 players from our debut club in 2006 that ended up making the big leagues, which is extraordinary. And, in fact, and the last swing of the game was caught by a member of the 2006
World Series 2 for the Cardinals winning the championship. The affiliation with the Pirates, you have this, of course, with the Altoona Curve. You have this here now. Give us an idea.
Living there my whole life until the last few years, I'm a huge, huge Pirates fan. And, you know, you look around at the dimensions of this ballpark, it's not a coincidence that they're identical to PNC Park. The idea was always to be a Pirate affiliate here. Whether it was during our 7-5 with the 6th upcoming year this season with the Pirates, it's been a great affiliation. They've been a terrific partner. We work really well together off the field, and we want the same things that they want, and we're so encouraged by the success of the big league level the first half of last year and thus far this year, and we're hoping that continues.
There's also the arrangement with Penn State. When you put it together, it was still relatively new of having a relationship between a collegiate program and a professional program, but the right people were in the right place at the right time. How did that all come together, and have you enjoyed it over time, and has it worked out the way you hoped it would?
It's been great. You know, the university approached me with the idea originally. In fact, it was the first meeting I had the first morning after purchasing the Altoona Curve, and it was on a Tuesday in April. Our first game ever was going to be 2 days later, and I remember saying, that's a fascinating idea, but I was holding up this key ring that had about 60 keys on it. I said, right now, we've got a game in 2 days, and I don't know which key opens the men's room. Let me figure that out first. But as we looked at it, we thought that as passionate as State College and Center County and the surrounding region was about sports, that this was something that could really work and could also do a great service to the university by helping to deliver an improved baseball and ultimately an improved softball facility as well. So it was something that, once we took it on, worked very, very hard. And Governor Rendell was extremely supportive, and Bob Jubilier was extremely supportive, and Jake Corman was incredibly helpful. And, you know, we were able to put together the financing and the design, and everything about it is a real source of pride. We worked so well with the university, and even when you go to the design of the park, it was the first LEED-certified, environmentally certified sports facility, I believe, in the country. And the Washington Nationals saw that as they were beginning the design of their big league park and said, well, we ought to do that too. And then it happened with an arena, and now it's pretty standard. But this was the first, and that's something that everyone in the community, ourselves included, can take great pride in. And, you know, again, everything about the relationship here has just been off the charts.
You've also surrounded yourself over the years with guys like Parney, Rick Janik, now Jason Dombach, who's moved up through the ranks. What has that meant to have the stabilizing front office that you can depend on?
Well, I think the, you know, the hallmark of any successful business is you've got to have you've got to hire, and you've got to retain, and you've got to grow great people and let them be free to do their jobs. And you know, Jason's been with us from the beginning. I brought Parney and Rick to the organization back when we bought Altoona in 2002, and along the way we've had so many terrific people. Some of them are still with us, some of them have moved up and on, and that's a source of great pride too. But it gives me enormous confidence and comfort to know that we've got great people here with terrific values doing a wonderful job for the community.
And now you look at all of this, seventh season about to start. Over those seven seasons, what are the hallmarks to you that have meant the most about this franchise?
I think more than anything, it's the way we've become such an integral part of the community, and you know, just stand for doing the right things in the right way for the right reasons. And you know, it's something that we're proud of. I think people know that they can They can depend on the spikes. They can count on the spikes, not just for the 38 games here we play each year, but for the job that I think we've done in helping to make this ballpark, this facility, such a key element of the community. You know, we host so many charitable events here and so many other activities that have nothing to do with Spikes baseball, and yet they have everything to do with Spikes baseball. And that's something we're really proud of. And, again, the credit there goes to our terrific folks in the front office and the tremendous people at Penn State that we've been fortunate to work with, and all of the members of the community who've seen this ballpark for what it is, which is a tremendous community asset.
You love sports. We want to sit here and talk hockey. You could talk hockey with anybody. We want to talk football. You could talk football with anybody. What was it about baseball that lured you and said, you know what, I'd like to be a part of that, and I'd like to be a part of it on this level?
Well, you know, Steve, as you said, I love all sports, but baseball's always held a special place in my heart from, you know, as young as I can remember. And it was always something that I wanted to be a part of. I knew that it wasn't going to be in uniform. There wasn't much of a market for light-hitting left-handed first baseman. But, you know, something I always wanted to be a part of. I was fortunate in my former day job as an attorney that I got to be involved for many, many years putting deals together for other people to buy teams at the major league level. And when the opportunity presented itself in 2001, when the original owners of the Curve called me to ask me about my interest in buying the franchise, I said yes, sight unseen, had never been to the park. And, you know, everything about the experience has been wonderful. Jason and I had lunch a little bit earlier, and this season, when you count the cumulative seasons of Altoona, State College, and Myrtle Beach, we'll click past the 20-season mark. And it's really been a joy. You know, everything about it, the players we've gotten to know, the guys who've moved on to the big leagues, the friendships we've made. I mean, today, coming in at the State College Airport, I bumped into Larry Strong, who, along with his wife Linda, were two of our best friends with the Altoona Curve. You know, it's those relationships that endure and the connections that we make and that sustain themselves, along with the impact we make on the community, that is a great source of pride for all of us.
Chuck, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, as always.
Always, Steve. A pleasure.
Chuck Greenberg, the managing partner of the State College Spikes. Great to have him on the show today. At one point, he was the managing partner of the Texas Rangers with Nolan Ryan. He's the one that negotiated the deal that helped Mario Lemieux buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. And when it comes to minor league baseball, at one point he owned Altoona. He's out of that now. He owns State College, and he owns the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the South Atlantic League, which happens to be an affiliate of the Texas Rangers. So that's Chuck Greenberg. We'll come back with the general manager here in State College to talk about the business of minor league baseball as we continue with the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is going green.
Not that kind of green.
Sunbury Motors has every new vehicle on the lot clearly marked with a green sales tag. Choose from over 25 2012 Ford Escapes that get up to 28 mpg, and they start at just $19,880. And the all-new 2013 Escape is in stock for immediate delivery. The 2012 Ford Fiesta gets up to 40 mpg and starts at $13,975. The 2012 Ford Focus also gets up to 40 miles per gallon, and they're on sale as low as $14,980. SMC has the most fuel-efficient full-size truck on the market, the Ford F-150. They get up to 23 mpg, and there's over 50 F-Series to choose from, as low as $24,989. Remember, every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors gets an extra set of tires. Hurry into SMC and save some green on the most fuel-efficient vehicles during the June Green Tag Sales Event. Sunbury Motor Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and the coal region since 1915.
Trust, estate planning, and financial advice require experience, and you deserve the best.
Northumberland National Bank, nothing too big or too proud. Northumberland National Bank, we don't just follow the crowd.
Scott Heinzelman and Julie Rodkey have broad banking backgrounds. As officers of the Estate Planning and Financial Services, they're experts in helping customers achieve their financial goals. With over 54 years of banking experience, they've developed a very personal approach in working with clients. After all, isn't that what you're looking for in a bank relationship?
We're used to dealing with problems, standing by you through it all.
Come to the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street, Northumberland, on 4th Street, Sunbury, Lorrie Lane and Hummel's Wharf, Port Trevorden and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The customer always comes first.
Why choose EvenLink? Here's why. Even faster access, even better customer service, and even lower prices. Switch from expensive cable to EvenLink's TV, phone, and internet service. Get high-speed internet, all digital TV, plus your local channels with free high def. Add unlimited phone service, plus keep your same number. Packages starting from $75 per month. All three from $75 per month total, plus tax. Why pay more? It's the same TV stations, the same web pages, and the same phone service, but from EvenLink. For a lot less money. You could save $1,000 per year when you switch. Don't wait. Start saving today. No phone line in the house? Don't worry. EvenLink has the technology to bring you DSL only to the home. Call today and EvenLink will waive the $35 installation fee too. That's right. Free installation. A friendly, helpful, and local company for over 15 years. EvenLink. Even faster access. Even better customer service. Even lower prices. Call EvenLink at 988-1800. That's 988-1800 for EvenLink.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, your source for news, weather, and sports, also gives you the biggest hits and the big misses of the silver screen. Listen Fridays as I, Movie Mike, give you my aisle seat perspective on the newest releases playing in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Let me help you decide which movies to see and which to avoid. Your source for news, weather, sports, and entertainment is News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Miller Field at Lebrano Park on this opening night for the State College Spikes against the Williamsport Crosscutters. We're bringing the general manager of the Spikes, Jason Dombach. Minor league baseball is a business, and in the business of minor league baseball, you tweak the model here and there to make it a better.
Well, you know, we really spent a lot of time, as we do each and every offseason, Steve, as you know, really evaluating the fan experience model here at the ballpark. And one area that I think that we feel like we fell a bit short in over the years has been the food and beverage.
Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Dr. John Furia, Director of Sports Medicine at Evangelical Community Hospital.
Since we have required use of helmets in various contact and non-contact sports, we have seen a decrease in the number of head injuries. However, even with a helmet, one can get a rather significant traumatic brain injury.
Be part of the Steve Jones Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Just one call or one click is all it takes to get the free diabetes information you need. One call, one click. Just call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. The National Diabetes Education Program, your source for free diabetes information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We certainly came to the conclusion that we never really put our best foot forward, so we spent a significant amount of time, effort, and money this offseason completely rebranding the entire food and beverage operation here at the ballpark. So those that come to the game tonight at 7:05 or walk in the gates at 5 o'clock when they open or come to any of the 38 home games this year, you're going to notice a significantly enhanced food and beverage operation. Branded concepts at every stand. No longer will you see a blue sign with some made-up name and not really know what we're going to be serving in that stand. So the food and beverage side is a major part of it's equally as important as the promotions and everything else that goes on here at the ballpark. So that was the focus of our offseason, and when fans come to the games now, I think they're going to get a much better food and beverage experience, and finally I think we're going to bring out those quintessential smells and tastes that make the ballpark experience so great.
There are 159 of these operations across the country, and everyone, it's not stealing because everyone cooperates with everyone else, because you're not competing, for example, with Myrtle Beach. You're not competing, for example, with Beloit. You're out here with your own operation. What are some ideas that you picked up along the way from other operations that you've actually incorporated here? Part of them.
That goes back to minor league baseball as an industry and how much sharing there is of information. Because as you said, there aren't many situations out there where you're overlapping markets. Now, you could make the argument that we do a little bit in central PA with the Altoona curve. We share a media market. But I worked there for many years. Chuck Greenberg owned that club. There's many folks in the front office who we were friends with. So the fact that we're so close and we could be viewed as competitors, that's really not the case at all. So really, we do. We share with everybody. And you share promotions. You try things at work, and you try to go to the seminars at the winter meetings or the promotional seminar in September and share those ideas. And I can't give you any home run ideas that others have picked up on or ones that we've taken, but just in general, you know, I think that comes down to what minor league baseball is all about, because in those 160 communities across the country, every market's unique, but at the same time, there are templates that all 160 clubs use that have been built upon as an industry, and it's made minor league baseball better for it. And it's why over 45 million people go to minor league baseball games across the country.
About 20 years ago, there was a dramatic change in minor league baseball. Minor league baseball, up until maybe 20 years ago, was, okay, minor leagues go out, and hey, great, yeah, good. George Scott made the major leagues, fabulous. You know, and that's how it was looked at. The decision was then made, I think Joe Buzzes had a lot to do with this, where they wanted to change the ballpark experience. You mentioned the business of it now. Do you sense when you go to these meetings the business of minor league baseball, that this is a for-profit industry? May not be big, but for-profit.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, there are some franchises that would classify as big profit businesses. There's no question about it. And even some in our own league, they're all very healthy. Part of the great relationship between Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball is the sharing of expenses. And if the Major League clubs pick up all of the expenses related to player salaries, hotel rooms on the road, there's all kinds of shared models in place that really make it hard for Minor League Baseball franchises to fail. And that's why you don't see them folding. You know, you see some of these independent leagues where teams, you know, can't meet payroll and the players refuse to go play the game, or, you know, the Arena Football League situation this year with the team in Pittsburgh where they couldn't, you know, the players basically went on strike at the pregame meal and things like that. These are ridiculous scenarios that you see out there. You don't hear that in minor league baseball. The industry is very stable. And you're right, the shift really took place somewhere around the early 90s, right around the strike, really, of 94, actually is one of the kind of the big bang moments in minor league baseball, because it was the only baseball being played. Minor league baseball continued on, and it's flourished since then. Over 60% of all of the ballparks in minor league baseball have been built since 1994. So there's been a boom in this industry. And it's because of the collaboration among the owners. It's because of the idea sharing and everybody buying into the idea of fun, affordable family entertainment. We'll let the major league clubs handle what's going on the field. Let's expand what's going on outside the white lines. And that's what we've tried to do here, and I think we've done it successfully. And it's great to see everywhere in minor league baseball doing really well.
In this state, you have the two professional franchises in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. But minor league-wise, there's Erie, Altoona, State College, Williamsport, Harrisburg, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Lehigh Valley. What has made this a good minor league baseball state?
It's interesting, because I don't know that you could say it was, even as...
It wasn't 15 years ago.
15 years ago, it certainly was not. Altoona coming in, certainly, with that great ballpark, that became a template for many great ballparks that were built across the country, because there was a huge boom from 2000 to 2008 in ballparks that were being built. Lehigh Valley, a million people in that market. I mean, it's amazing they didn't have a team for so long, and they're one of the most successful franchises out there. Terrific franchise. The building boom that took place in minor league baseball, you look at what happened in Pennsylvania, and there's a great example. You had Altoona. You had Harrisburg now has a great new ballpark. It's not new. It's actually just refurbished, but it's unbelievable. Lehigh Valley, what they've done in Reading, one of the oldest franchises in the country, is phenomenal. baseball is alive and well in this state. There's no question about it. It's part of our sports culture. You know, we love Penn State football. We love the Steelers, the Eagles, the Phillies, the Pirates. It's one thing about Pennsylvania and why I love having grown up here. It's that sports matters. And minor league baseball is a great way to fill the summertime. And, you know, because of the combination of people looking for fun family entertainment and their love of sports, minor league baseball has grown in the state.
You look at this as the first of 38 events that you're having here at the ballpark starting tonight. You've worked all year to get to this point. About, you may take a couple days when the season ends, but then you're back at it a couple days after that. To see the culmination come to fruition with an opening night followed by 37 more, what does that mean to you?
You know, this is my 14th year in baseball, and I still get the same feeling on opening day every year. You know, you're excited, but yet you're nervous. And there's a lot of people every year who I work with in our front office, it's their first opening day. And I've tried to go around today and put my arm around those people and just tell them to have fun. You know, don't be stressed out. Just have fun. Do what you do. Because people are going to come here, they're self-sufficient for the most part. You know, 95% of the people that are coming to the ballpark, they know where to go. They know what to do. So just have fun with it. And all of the other little details will take care of themselves, but just have fun. Remember, you know, this is a fun business to be in. You can come up with an idea at 9 in the morning and have it implemented by 5 in the afternoon. How many other businesses could you say that about? So that's what's fun about this business. And I love seeing the new people. I love seeing the fans who we connect with. You know, they become our best friends, and we don't see them a lot during the off season. And now we rekindle those friendships, and you see their kids grow up here at the ballpark, particularly those that have been bringing them for several years. Those are the things that I really enjoy about opening day.
Give us a quick idea of the relationship you've developed in a very short turnaround and period of time with the coaching staff.
Well, it's very important to what we do to have that great relationship with the coaching staff. Dave Turgeon is as professional a guy. He's a real businessman as a manager. And you don't find that very often in minor league baseball. You know, here's a guy who has been an administrator. You know, he's done what we do. You know, he's a terrific guy to deal with on a daily basis. And, you know, he's top-notch, and I think he's going to do a really terrific job. He's got such a great background. He's got a pitching background. He's been a manager. He's been a player. I mean, he's got as well-rounded a background as anybody you're going to find at this level. So he's great. Austin McClune, Justin Message, Dave Howard, these guys are all, they've been great. They appreciate the kind of ballpark they have here, and you know, there's a great mutual admiration there. We're going to work very well together.
JD, as always, thanks so much.
All right, Steve, thanks.
Jason Dombach, the general manager of the Spikes. Bill O'Brien throws out the ceremonial first pitch tonight. And by the way, Kevin Stallings, the head basketball coach of Vanderbilt's here tonight. Why? His son Jacob was the seventh-round pick of the Pirates and is playing here at State College this summer. He brought his son's car up here. Remember, coaches are dads, too. Thanks for joining us.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.